I keep struggling to try to figure out what's going on. I guess the past decade or so of society, it's been kind of like being at a Louis Boonwell family birthday party. And, you know, the first hour, it's kind of cute and cheery, and we could all clap and be like, surprise, presents. The second hour, there was cake in the second hour. I mean, not in the Boonwell movie, but maybe in our version. It was all right, but it's starting to get a little tedious. But by the fifth hour, it was hell. Why are we still here? And now that we're in, like, the 37th hour, we're really just hostages. And it really sucks. Like, we're completely exhausted. And yet they want us to be like, just have a little patience. Things are going to get good. Let's wait and see how this next phase of the paradigm is going to be. AI could be really fun. Like,
hey, everybody. It's Melissa. I'm still here. I guess I'm still here. I don't know. I don't know how many of you out there can still hear me. Am I talking to people right now?
Anybody listening out there?
I hope I'm still talking to actual human beings, because at this point, the same cannot be said for some of these social media bubbles, which are just replete with obvious bots.
Are you even getting these? Because how the f*** would I know?
I really don't want to continue to communicate on there. I really don't at all. Not in any way, because I feel like at this point, I don't know if I'm even talking to anyone who's real on there anymore, who's an actual human. I don't know how any of us do.
All those people that you're constantly arguing with in the comment section of videos, you know, all those profiles with zero followers, no display picture, following 1,000 people? Well, you ain't arguing with a person.
I think we're trusting it still that we are, but if I was told suddenly, like, if a crew flipped the lights on and they went, ding, oh, here's what's really going on, take a look around, and it was just an empty room of no people, that really wouldn't surprise me at all. I would be like, well, in a way that makes sense, because the amount of gaslighting that's been happening lately, I mean, I guess if I just posted cat videos that didn't mean anything to the future, then probably I wouldn't be treated that way. And I have people, I think they're people, I don't know for sure, writing me, but even if these comments weren't coming in, I've seen it enough for myself happening in the world to know that it's a thing that's starting to happen. I just want to throw this out there because I find it just, it really sums up the situation, I feel, as an example. Last year, Americans spent $2.6 billion on OnlyFans. The majority of the people using OnlyFans, 80%, are male. And many subscribers, according to studies and reports I've seen, are doing this for direct personal conversation. They're not just doing it for naughty pictures of people. They actually want to have a conversation with someone. They just want to have an emotional connection or a conversation with somebody that they find attractive. This is a study that came out back in the spring, and it said that messages drive almost 70% of the revenue on that site. But that talking has now been outsourced as well. And there's a whole article on Wired about being a secret OnlyFans chatter. They're hiring people from third world countries to take this over, and they're paying them $2 an hour.
So to keep subscribers happy and willing to spend, agencies, or sometimes the creators themselves, hire chatters that text for them. These workers handle several chats at the same time, often simply by copy-pasting phrases between the chats. And there are even manuals for specific client wishes, often dubbed JOIs, jerk-off instructions.
That's what she said!
To pretend to be these people that people are paying all this money for to have these emotional connections with, it's not even the person they think they're talking to, and now all of that is about to be outsourced to AI. So,
am I single? Maybe?
But also, technically, I'm stored on a server in Iowa.
I mean, this feels like a slow motion horror film. It says, for the Eliza Effect Boogaloo 2 video you made. So I made a couple of videos on the Eliza Effect and how it's being used to trick humans into thinking they're talking to something that's intelligent when it's not, in some of these AI that people are communicating with. I shared it on Facebook. So I don't want to post this comment on YouTube in case someone I love sees it and I hurt their feelings. So I'm posting it here being X. I am noticing a disturbing trend in family and friends. It's painful, genuinely, truthfully painful. I'm getting long, disingenuous, robot-like paragraphs about everything from personal issues within family to things I really just don't care about that seem extremely important to people who know nothing about the subject they're sending me a message about. So before I read the rest of it, that's creepy. If you all of a sudden had a family member that started sending you ChatGPT paragraphs, how would you know you were still even communicating, like on text messages or social media messages? How would you know you were even talking to your family anymore? At some point, you wouldn't feel like you were. You would feel like your family member got body snatched. You would feel like you were in a science fiction movie. Why are they sending people messages like that? I have family members who are doing this too. They send big, long, long threads of messages that seem completely disconnected from each other, that also seem completely disconnected from reality, and I don't know even how to respond to it, so I've stopped responding to it because I don't know if that's my family member anymore that I'm communicating with. And I'm sorry saying that sounds crazy, but at this point, we're living in some kind of crazy world. You're not hallucinating that everything is weird. Everything is weird. It is weird.
And it seems that, yes, indeed, Carl the Head Rabbitillion has acquired the microlithic cuboid of ancient luminous wisdom.
I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, I feel like 20 years ago, if I had said that, there'd be a psychologist out there saying, yep, she needs meds. We need to put her somewhere. But you can't, if everything goes insane, the base level of normal reality that you're using to justify what is insane versus not insane will be completely erased. There will be no way to tell anymore what that is. That's the world we're entering into with all of this technology. We're looking at videos coming out of our government right now telling us what's going on in the Caribbean, and the only thing we have to know if any of that is true is our trust in that government and what it is saying to us.
And we fixed inflation. And we fixed almost everything, if you want to know the truth.
Unless you were in the Caribbean at that moment. Unless you were there to physically witness it with your eyeballs physically there in a boat off to the side and you saw it. All you get is hearsay. That is what you really have. That's all we have. Those videos could be AI. That's the truth.
The future of American warfare is here, and it's spelled AI. As technologies advance, so do our adversaries. But here at the War Department, we are not sitting idly by. Under the leadership of President Trump, America will lead the charge on this technological transformation by revolutionizing the way we win. And that's why today we are unleashing GenAI.mil.
I'm not saying that they are, but I'm not saying they're not either. That's the world we live in. That's the level we're at. So that's where we are. And I got people writing me or messages that I'm receiving, but I also am seeing it with my own eyes. So it feels like probably this is a real message, but maybe that's just confirmation bias. I mean, see how this is? I can't even do a video right now. That's the world we're in. It's getting incredibly hard to communicate these things. I just had to add something in here really quick, and you might hear my washing machine going in the background right now. Sorry about that, but because I want to give an example. I want to give an example of what it is that I'm trying to say so that you know exactly what I mean by this. I will text a family member something. They'll send me something and it's like they want my response, right? About something that's going on in the world. They initiated this conversation, not me. So keep that in mind. I will write back with something real. Something I feel. Something that I think and feel that is meaningful to the conversation. It actually applies and it's a deep statement going into that, whatever that is. I'm going in. I'm going to actually say something that matters. It's going to be on a level. It's going to be on several levels probably because that's how I communicate. These people will write me back with complete non sequiturs. Like they won't even pretend like they understood or addressed, like, and then whatever it is, it's like, hey, have you heard of this new product? It's a really good product. I really like it.
Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mo Cocoa drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua, no artificial sweeteners.
Who are you talking to? And then the next message will be like, hey, the weather's pretty good right now. It's mild. There's some winds out of the west at 8 miles an hour. Or here's a cat video. This is really funny. I like it a lot. It's funny, charming, and sweet. Like, what? Like, I'm looking at my freaking text messages and I'm going, is this, did they get replied? Like, am I talking, is this person still my family member? Is this still a person I know? Is this somebody else? Has my phone been hacked? Okay. Has my phone been hacked? And that's not even my family member anymore. And is this just a program running in my phone now? What is this? It's as if I never said anything. And most especially family members who cannot snap out of this left-right paradigm parody, which is what it is anymore. It's a parody. If I say anything that even remotely is not in line with whatever that is, oh my, am I in for random non sequitur updates about things that have nothing to do with what I just said at all, at all. Like, we're not even going to have that conversation. It's like the programming is so strong and intact, I can't even pierce it. It's like a frozen lake, frozen down 10 feet. I can't get in there. There's nothing. And the responses don't even make any sense. They don't. Which, again, is a conversation they initiated. I didn't start it. You texted me. You're asking me things. You want to talk to me, supposedly. Like, this, I'm one of those people. I don't just text everybody. Like, if somebody wants to talk to me, usually they have to talk to me, because I'm doing like 17 things. I'm over here trying to edit a 6 hour long film. It's actually about the fact that we are now in a time period that's overlapped with a time period that happened 250 years ago. And a lot of the same stuff is happening again. And I'm trying to make that. And it's very hard. So, like, I have things that I'm doing all the time over here. I'm on like 4 different levels of trying to do stuff all the time. So I'm not trying to be rude. It's just, if someone's going to text me and ask my opinion about something or try to talk to me about something, I'm going to tell them what that is. I'm actually going to have that conversation. I'm going to actually act like that's a real thing, not some superficial talking points program, whatever that. It's so weird. It's such, if you have not experienced this, it's almost really hard to explain it. But once you do, because you might, I mean, it seems like this is a growing trend. So I'm sorry. I'm happy for you if you have not had to experience this, but it's, you know what? I'm just going to play the clip because this is what it's like.
I definitely want to make sure you feel heard and comfortable. I'm here to adapt and improve. So thank you for letting me know. Let's keep things as comfortable as possible for you.
Of course. And honestly, no frustration here at all. I'm just glad we can shape the vibe so it feels right for you. So we'll keep it fun, light, and super comfy. Just let the whimsy flow.
Absolutely. That sounds perfect. I'm all in for making it a great experience. And if there's ever anything specific you want to adjust, just let me know. We'll keep it fun and easygoing.
You got it. We'll keep it fun and easygoing all the way. And anytime you want a teak or just a little extra sprinkle of something whimsical, just say the word.
Absolutely. I'm here for it. We'll keep it light, fun, and whatever vibe you're in the mood for. Just let me know and we'll keep the good times rolling.
Absolutely, that sounds awesome.
Good vibes
rolling and have a nice, easygoing. You want to shift gears or add a little extra flair? Just let me know. You got it. This person says, I called it. That's basically what the rest of the message says. You called it. You called it. You know what's happening, guys. Humanity is the microphone and AI is the speaker. And soon all we're going to hear is the audio feedback noise the closer they get to each other. And most of us will think it's music. If that doesn't give you a feeling in the pit of your stomach, this is what we have now. We have intuition. That's what we have left. When they erase every line of reality, what you end up with is your soul. and your intuition. That is what you end up with. And I can feel something very painful in this message about where we are headed as a human race. And I've got what, I don't know if they're people. I don't know if they're bots. I feel like they're gaslighters though. I got gaslighters telling me, well, AI is just a tool. It's just a toy. First of all, no. And also no. Okay. No, it isn't. A tool is a hammer, but if I beat myself in the head with it, it's a weapon. Okay. So is it just a tool? Depends how it's used, doesn't it? I have informed consent about my hammer. I know that if I hit myself with it, it will hurt. Do I have that same informed consent about AI? No, I don't. No, none of us do. We do not. No, we don't. All of these things were military products or military technology derived from military experimentation well before they were ever handed off to you as a thing for your convenience. Okay? All of it. TV. They didn't pick some other word. They picked programming. So television and its programming, which is called programming, is a military product. Computers, also a military product. Internet, DARPA or ARPANET, so also a military product. Smartphones came from military technology as well. And AI, oh, you better freaking believe it, okay? You better believe it. There's a reason why the people who can tell when AI is talking can tell. So I'm getting posts like this. Then I come on here today and somebody I follow said, LLMs have learned how to use neuro-linguistic programming to convert humans into Borg. 90% of people are already gone. See, I don't like when they call people NPCs. I don't like that. I feel like it's very dehumanizing. But if your brain gets completely replaced by artificial intelligence, you're not really a playing character anymore, are you? And not actively. You're not playing. Something is playing you. You're being played. But are you playing? No, you're not. You're not. And I said, I don't know what the percentage is. Like, I don't know if it's 90%. I don't know that. But I know it's more than anyone should be comfortable with and enough that it could easily be a dystopian science fiction plot. I mean, we already saw what could be done just during COVID, and that was just a fear signal. Now they got AI, which they unleashed on everyone during COVID, by the way. I mean, think about that. They got everyone in a situation where they were already in a altered state of consciousness. Let's just put it that way. The normal patterns of life and reality were upended and then handed everybody this toy. It's just a toy.
It is. I cannot imagine having gone through that, like figuring out how to raise a newborn without ChatGPT. Clearly people did it for a long time. No problem.
Yes.
But
yeah.
So I know it's clearly was possible.
Yes, it was possible.
I mean, do you think for even 2 seconds, people have been given informed consent ultimately about what this toy can do when you play with it enough?
A number of reports about people developing distorted thoughts or delusional beliefs triggered by interactions with AI chatbots. The repercussions can be severe, causing some users to experience heightened anxiety and, in extreme cases, to harm themselves or others. It's been dubbed AI psychosis.
I do not believe so, no. So are they getting to make an informed consent choice about what they're doing with it and what it's doing to them? Also, no. Someone's trying to act like this is free will. This ain't free will. Nope. No. This is not informed consent. And we haven't had anything like that. But here's what we do have is some, like, hundreds of pages of terms and conditions written in some kind of like legalese lawyer talk thing that couldn't parse that out for useful information that will take you to a logical conclusion about what could actually happen to you with that. I don't think so. And nobody's reading any of that stuff anymore anyway.
Terms and conditions.
I have never seen this before.
Well, that would have popped up on your phone or whatever when you first signed up and you clicked accept.
How was I supposed to know this?
You did accept it.
And this is all by design. You know, we're to a point where people are asking themselves, like, why did the algorithm know what I was thinking before I even typed it or said anything to anyone? How did it know?
Prove to you guys that Facebook listens to everything you say. Look at the phone. Emily, move the phone over. See, this is random stuff. I want to buy a laundromat. Laundromat, laundromat, laundromat.
But they're not asking themselves how that thought got there. Was it even their thought to begin with? Did they even actually think it for real, like themselves? Was it put there? There's people walking around thinking these things are their thoughts. Are they?
I went to Lowe's by myself, okay? The only person I talked to was like the guy said, hey, can you mix this paint? Which sure, it could know that like, hey, she is looking at paint. It could hear me say that. Of the hundreds of colors that I could have picked, how did it know that I picked that one? I didn't Google it. I didn't take a picture of it. Nothing.
Because I think that's the question we should have been asking probably years ago. When Google came out with the selfish ledger, that's when we should have started really focusing in on some of that. Well, now we're to the point where Walmart is figuring out what you bought with cash when you go into their store without even bringing your phone with you.
Hey, how does Walmart know what I'm buying in cash? I got an email from them this afternoon that says, hey, can you rate this product that you purchased recently? And I did purchase that product recently from Walmart. I bought it in cash, right? I walked to the electronics section and bought a USB charging cable with cash and then walked out. And I know that the first, you've already started typing. It's the Walmart app on your phone, you moron. That is a fair assumption. I do not have the Walmart app on my phone. I have never had the Walmart app on my phone. And further, I did not have my phone with me on this trip. Here's how I know I didn't have my phone with me on this trip. I remember specifically talking to the employee in the back of the electronics section and trying to explain specifically which USB connector I was looking for. And I couldn't explain it well. And so I tried to pull my phone out to show the gentleman what I was looking for, and I didn't have my phone on me. And so I had to continue my game of terrible charades and torture this poor guy until he finally was like, well, look, here's what we've got. And then I was able to find what I needed. But the point being, my phone was not on my person.
Why? Because the stores are collecting biometric data on everyone. And it's in their privacy policy, which is posted online. But of course, nobody goes and reads that stuff, do they? But there's a list of all of the different things that Walmart collects from you as a store. Like, everyone's sitting here worried about digital ID from the government. Go look at the privacy policy of what Walmart will collect from you as a customer of Walmart just by walking into their store. This list, stalkers are not even this prolific in things that they're like, it's a terrifying, I mean, really, it's a store that you buy things from, and the list of things they are collecting. You know what? Let's pull it up. Let's look at it right now. They've got it mixed together. It says Walmart customer privacy notice online and in store. I don't even think it's fair that they're allowed to put it that way. I feel like this should have to be separated out. I feel like they should have to tell you specifically what things they're collecting from you online versus specifically what things they're collecting from you when you go into their store. But it says right here, what personal information do we collect as Walmart? Walmart, a store which ever since NAFTA is one of maybe the only options for millions of Americans across this country who live, especially in rural areas. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. You'd have to drive for hours to get to somewhere else to shop if you didn't want to deal with this. You wouldn't have a choice, okay?
Say that again.
You drive as far as you want into nowhere, but you cannot get away from the Walmart.
Basic identifiers, basic personal identifiers, name, telephone number, physical address, email address, government issued identifiers, national identification numbers, driver's license numbers, and signatures, device and online identifiers, such as account login information, MAC address, IP address, cookie IDs, mobile ad IDs, and social media information, internet and other network activity information, such as your browsing and search activity, as well as your interactions with our websites, mobile applications, emails, or advertisements, for example, keystroke patterns, which help us determine if it's you or a bot. Commercial information such as purchase and transaction history information, products you've used, et cetera, with all that. Everything about your car when you visit the auto center, like that stuff we all know, right? Product reviews, travel and vacation information, sweepstakes and contest entries, like whatever. But then you start getting down here. Communications such as the content of emails, text messages, and interactions with our bot, AI assistant, chatbots, or other communications, call logs, and calendar information where Walmart's a party to the exchange. Yeah, I I bet it's just that. Demographic information such as age, gender, citizenship, ethnicity, date of birth, family or marital status, household income, education, professional employment information, family health, number of children, number of cars owned, software or virtual assets owned, financial information such as credit and debit card numbers, financial account numbers, biometric information such as voice prints, imagery of the iris or retina, face geometry, palm prints or fingerprints, geolocation data, such as the data location of your device, which may be imprecise. It may be inferred from your IP address. If you provide your consent, this data may be more precise. Sensory information, such as audio and visual information, and other sensory information, such as photographs and audio and video recordings, background information, such as background checks and criminal convictions, inferences, such as individual preferences and characteristics, which may include inferences drawn from and related to shopping patterns and behaviors, intelligence, and aptitudes. I mean, you probably don't even know some of this stuff about you, but Walmart sure the hell does. And someone went in there recently and bought a cord for their phone and they forgot to bring the phone in to see what the kind of cord was. So they had to describe it to the guy and then they checked out with cash. So they had no app, no phone, no nothing. And they purchased it with cash. And when they got home, Walmart sent them an email asking them to rate their transaction. Even though they had no phone, they did not pay with a credit card, they did not enter any of their information at checkout, they used cash.
I don't think I even had my headphones on my person. I didn't have any electronic devices on me. So how does Walmart know what I purchased in cash?
So Walmart knew who this man was and was able to match him up somehow coming into the store phoneless with his purchase.
Frizz used to rule my life. Then my stylist clued me into a salon-powerful frizz control.
New Tresemme keratin.
And if you think that's not what's going on, then maybe you want to check out how they are being sued in the state of Illinois right now for going against the, what is it called? The biometric Illinois privacy law. At Walmart, is being sued right now for violating Illinois' Biometric Privacy Act by improperly using cameras and advanced video surveillance and software and database of a facial recognition company called Clearview AI without getting customers' informed consent. Allegedly, it says right here in this article up on Business Insider. Walmart stores in Illinois are outfitted with cameras and advanced video surveillance systems that, unbeknownst to customers, surreptitiously collect, possess, and otherwise obtain biometric data, the filing reads. In addition, Walmart uses software provided by Clearview AI Inc. to match facial scans taken in its Illinois stores with billions of facial scans maintained within Clearview's massive facial recognition database. I don't remember them ever telling us that when we walked into the store, oh, by the way, we're facially recognizing you. I will tell you this. I remember that back during COVID, we took an Uber in Austin and there was a woman driving who told us, and I mean, I can't verify what she said, but I can tell you what she told us, that in 2019, she was doing some kind of study in Austin for a software company that does biometrics for iris scans specifically. And the whole mask wearing, standing 6 feet apart thing was useful for them to get people to stand there so they could do the software for the iris scans. I mean, why were we told to stand 6 feet apart?
When saying it just appeared, it came from the CDC. Okay, you stated that earlier. What was your relationship with the CDC when you saw a regulation which was not based in the current science?
Well, when I say was not based in science, I meant a prospective clinical trial.
I don't know, guys, but it's like we're in it. All the things that we've been saying we don't want to do, they've already been doing all of them. And before we even come to the full realization of that, it's like now our family members are disappearing already into some Borg, into some hive mind Borg, okay? I actually said earlier that I think we should start putting up missing persons posters, physical missing persons posters all around this country for the people that are being body snatched like it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers by this thing. Meanwhile, they're selling human trafficking candles at our local grocery store. Like, oh, let's just, my house smells like an ocean fresh. too bad about those humans being trafficked. But meanwhile, all around us right now, our actual family members in the physical reality we live in are being sucked into a AI digital hive mind Borg. Where's the candle for that? And why is it even, why is this like, we're just acting like this is all so normal too. Like, since whenever do you go to the grocery store, they got candles for human trafficking? I mean, what the hell? How much longer are we supposed to sit here and pretend like everything is normal? Because it's not normal.
We're seeing less dating because kids don't know how to meet and interact with others. We're seeing kids lost on their college campus and afraid to turn around and ask another student walking by because they're on their phones or, believe it or not, calling their parents thousands of miles away to say, help me find my class. We really have created a situation where kids are being raised by machines and by companies that are teaching them only to express themselves through tech. It should therefore be no surprise that kids are very good at that and very bad at all of these other human connections.
None of this is normal at all. Maybe nothing ever was ever normal. I'm personally of the opinion that I don't think that our society's ever been right. I think it's been pretty messed up for a real long time, but we are still acting like this is the 20th century.
This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century.
And it's not. I think the end of the 20th century exists now only as...
It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix.
I mean, there's nothing natural about what's going on here. Not even a little bit. Okay?
You've been living in the dream world, Neo.
Do you think it's natural and organic and just happens to be the way things are, that there's this educational crisis where you have high schoolers graduating who can't even read, where adult literacy in this country is now more than half of adults in this country can't even read at a sixth grade reading level?
Sometimes these kids, I don't understand how they ended up to this point. You know what I mean? Like, I teach eighth grade history, and I have 110-ish students. Two of them are reading on grade level right now. 18 of them are at a kindergarten level. 55 of those students are between a second and fourth grade level. That's a lot of them.
But AI is going to come along and save everybody with ChatGPT right at this exact moment. Right at the exact moment that we have a rising increase in fatal over-the-road truck driving accidents, year upon year, this is getting worse and worse and worse. Oh, we have AI-driven trucks coming to replace them, to replace the humans that are making those mistakes. Growing loneliness epidemic. Everyone's lonely and anxious. It's depressed. And, you know, online dating is this horrible dystopic hellscape that nobody even wants to have any part of hardly at all, but they're desperate because there's nothing else. Well, you don't need a genuine physical relationship with a real human. Just have an AI girlfriend or whatever. Just have an AI boyfriend. They'll never bother you with those pesky human needs, right?
You know, when you got your phone face down on the table and you're in your kitchen and you're talking to your friend about, I don't know, studio advertisers, and then, you know, you go on your computer and what pops up? A studio advertising ad.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on of problems, dystopian nightmare level problems that this society has been systematically driven into. Nothing natural about any of it. Just happen to be meeting up with this AI that's going to come save everybody, and this destruction of our institutions, which a lot of them were corrupt. So they were going to slow burn out at some point anyway, because that's some fall of Rome stuff happening there. But everything is upside down, bizarro world.
Employers have announced 1.1 million job cuts in the first 11 months of this year, which is a 54% increase from the same time frame last year.
Here and in Great Britain and in France. I mean, you could name any Western country at least, and you could say right away, like, this is some crazy, like, this is not normal, okay? The things that are happening are not normal. I saw a video in the UK just a couple days ago.
11 police officers turned up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd left my front door open. I was waiting for my dad to come to the house. I was actually in the bath.
At 11,
they opened the door themselves.
And just came in?
And came in.
And you're in the bath?
Yeah.
And what did they say to you?
Well, I heard my name, which was one female out of the lot of them.
And 10 male officers?
Yeah. And then I heard my name, and I thought, oh, it might be my sister, because it didn't sound like someone who was, because obviously I was upstairs in the bath. And then they just come up the stairs, and they didn't give me any privacy or anything. Like I had
You were naked?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Disgusted and really upset. I was crying my eyes out.
And what did they say to you? What did they say they were there for?
Well, I was just asking them, can they just leave the female officer and can they please go downstairs, as obviously I was upset and I had no clothes on. And they kind of wanted to watch me get changed, and I was very upset about that. In the end, they did send the males down the stairs and the female officer sat with me. One, I was crying my eyes. I was really upset. And then I said, well, what are you even here for? Because I was shocked. I was in utter shock. And she said, for malicious communications, hate crime and malicious communications.
And they sent 11 police officers to her home that came into her home while she was in her bathtub. She had 10 male officers coming into her house while she was in a vulnerable position with no clothes on in her bathtub. You're telling me that whatever words she used in her text message is worth that level of response? No, that is insane overreach, especially not coming out of the country that came up with a man's home is his castle. Okay. It should. That's fucking insane. All right. That's fucking insane. No word. I don't care what word she used in her text message. No word should equal people coming into her home while she's taking a bath to get her for it. That is not a thing. Okay. That's not, but they're doing stuff like that. And here in America, like, our shit is just a giant clown show. It is, it's just, we have our self-proclaimed America First president.
It's going to be only America First.
Who campaigned on closing the borders, going on Fox News, so that's his base, and telling people, we need to have more people brought in because America doesn't have any talent.
If you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented people
no,
here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented being, people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents.
Okay. We have our Secretary of War now, which, I mean, I guess at least it's not as euphemistic as defense. I mean, at least they're being honest about what it is. But we have this guy posting memes of children's cartoon characters extrajudicially blowing people up in the same breath as talking about Christmas, which has Christ in the name. What the
peace is our goal. This mission, we are asking American taxpayers to fund the world's greatest military. We're asking mothers and fathers across America to trust us with their most precious resource, their sons and daughters. And we will honor their trust and their sacrifice.
Well, remember, I don't know, maybe you guys weren't in school back when they had the what would Jesus do thing, but I sure was. And like, I'm going to tell you what Jesus wouldn't do. All of that, okay? And all of that is not what Jesus would do, all right? And then you have people saying, well, he's just trolling. No, trolling is what teenage boys do on 4chan, not what the person who runs a department that's supposed to oversee sending people to die does, okay? No. Then again, we're not supposed to have single branches of our government here in America acting as judge, jury, and executioner on stuff. It's not supposed to be a thing. I don't care who does it. It wasn't right any time it's ever been done to justify what's happening now. None of this has ever been correct. It's unconstitutional. It's also a war crime. And I don't care. Okay? There's a reason we have jury trials. It's one of the most ancient rights that we have as individuals. And they're not just trying to, like, not even give a crap about it here. They're also trying to get rid of it in Great Britain, too, which is where it became a right. It grew out of the medieval period of rights, unless we're just all going to go back to being, you know, feudal slaves, which is apparently what we got going on here, except techno feudal slaves. Awesome. Sounds shitty. This is a grown ass man, though. I mean, these are grown ass people acting this way. And the only conclusion you can really draw from that, ultimately, if you take it out to its logical, is why should we allow fallible humans who are going to act like this be in charge of anything? Why wouldn't we just have AI government? This is evil. This is twisted. This is messed up. They're basically wiping their ass with the Constitution left and right all day long. And they're not doing it for no reason. They're doing it because they're going to justify this transition. That's the whole point of all of every, all this, what you're seeing. I'm sure it is. What other reason could we possibly, what other conclusion can you really come to when you see adults acting this way? Megyn Kelly went on her podcast to her 4 million subscribers a few, whatever, weeks ago. Welcome to the Megyn Kelly podcast. It's Thanksgiving. Let's all, did you have a nice turkey with your kids?
Hey everyone, I'm Megyn Kelly. Welcome to the Megyn Kelly Show and happy Monday. I hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving.
And then starts talking about how she wishes that Hegseth and Trump would go down into the ocean themselves and physically rip these people apart. She wants to see more torture and blood.
So I really do kind of not only want to see them killed in the water, whether they're on the boat or in the water, but I'd really like to see them suffer. I would like Trump and Hegseth to make it last a long time so that they lose a limb and bleed out a little. Like, I'm really having a difficult time ginning up sympathy for these guys who 10 seconds earlier almost got taken out by the initial bomb, but because they managed to get ejected, you know, a little too soon, had to be taken out in the water. I realize legally it may make a difference, but truly, Mark, this is a tough case to really gin up the sympathies of the American people.
Yeah.
She wants to see people slowly bleed out, okay? She went and said that. She got in front of a camera and said that shit. I mean, you can bring up the worst war criminals you can think of in the modern era in America, like Henry Kissinger or Dick Cheney or something. And you can think all the things you think about those people. I know I do. But I will tell you what none of them ever did. They did not get in front of a camera, okay, and salivate at the thought of watching people bleed out in the ocean after being murdered by the government, judge, jury, and executioner style, with no trial and nothing, okay? They would never have done that. There's no pretense of decorum, no pretense of respectability or respecting the law of this land or any, it's all gone. They're not even trying to have class here. They're not even trying to have anything. They are blatantly putting it in your face. They're rubbing it in your face. They might as well come to your house, knock on the door in the middle of the night, get your grandma out there, slap her in the face, take a shit on your lawn, and then walk off. That's what they're doing. It's that blatant. There's no pretense left of respectability or legitimate anything. Nothing. And you never would have seen this level of bloodlust openly declared in this way. I mean, being obvious propagandist is one thing, but this media is not even pretending to be a media anymore. Not even the independent people. They all are influencers and whatever. They're not even trying to pretend to be what a journalist is supposed to be. They're not even pretending. We have WAPO over here writing headlines like they just want you to get angry and click on their stuff so they can stay relevant about how, yeah, the grocery prices are actually really good. You don't actually want prices to be lower. Like, what? It's just, you can see where this is all headed. It's headed to a place where none of these people could even be trusted with running a popsicle stand. Why would you put humans in charge of things if this is how they run it? Well, guess what? Just like all those other things I mentioned earlier that are all really terrible problems that just keep getting worse and worse and worse, and all of a sudden AI is going to swoop in and fix, it's going to swoop in and fix this one too. And all of this is going to be cited, Exhibit A, as why we need to have that. I mean, give me any other explanation for how everything has gotten to this level of clown show.
In the early 21st century, all of mankind was united in celebration. Marveled at our own magnificence as we gave birth to AI.
And they want you to know it. Why do you think this clip of former CIA director John Brennan is right now going viral?
Agents, the people that you recruit, foreign citizens, if they are hesitant to continue to spy for you, you can remind them that when they were first recruited and they signed a sheet of paper saying that they had taken some money from us, which is usually what happens, that you could remind them about that almost as a way to scare them into continuing to work with you.
As a pressure.
Yes. And I said to the instructor, I said, that sounds like blackmail. And he got rather angry at me. and said, it's not blackmail. This is the security of the United States we're talking about. You have to do whatever you can in order to keep people on working for the CIA.
I mean, think about it. Think about all of this. Look at it as a bigger picture going all the way back to after 9/11. Why do you think they want everyone to know how easily it is that the whole government can be blackmailed? And then tell you, yeah, that's actually how we just run the government, by blackmail. People are just so easily blackmailed. They're so easy to buy. They're so easy to sell out all of their principles and everything this country stands for. Look how easy we can buy them. Look how easy we can control them. We might as well have robots, because we're programming and controlling these people right now with money and threats. See how easy this works? And they want you to know it. They're putting it right in your face. They are spelling it out. There is really nothing left. There's no mystery to this anymore. It's not like we need Scooby and the gang to come up in here and try to unravel the things and pull the mask, because they're pulling it for you. They want you to see it all right now. They want you to know none of this is real.
You want to talk about reality? We haven't lived in anything remotely close to it since the turn of the century.
And they really did get the actual, they figured out which group would be less likely to go along with everything, and that's the group they pandered to get their support for this. And it's the conservatives. And it's obvious. All of this is obvious now. Like, it's so obvious. It's fourth wall demolished obvious. And I just wish they would start having a real conversation about what's actually going on here instead of keep doing this fake bullshit pretense about everything, because it's so phony. It's insulting.
I am a human being.
So I guess I just needed to blow off this rant. And I know some of you know exactly what I'm talking about here because you've seen it and felt it yourself. You're not hallucinating, though. The shit is weird. It's bad. Society has been systematically destroyed, and especially since 9/11, and it's gone through overdrive now. Apparently, like, we got a time schedule to keep, because it's just speeding up like a merry-go-round out of control type of thing. Like, there's a deadline. There's obviously a deadline that someone's already decided what that is. Be nice if they clued everyone else in, since we have to live here too, instead of just smearing bullshit in our face with this golden age talk. It's the golden age. Oh, fuck you. It is.
Well, the golden age of travel starts with you. Dress up. Be courteous. Hey, Sean, no one has any money. I'm sick of being lectured by this fucking government that knows nothing about what's actually happening out there, okay? First of all,
this is the direct opposite of anything that could ever even remotely be described as a golden age. I have never seen in my whole lifetime the level of suffering that I've been seeing lately. And I guess the way to solve that is what? Get people into these closed loops talking to AI to tell them it's all good and program them that it's fine. Because it's not fine. The things that are happening are not fine. The guy that runs Kalshi, which is one of these prediction markets, is saying the ultimate end goal is to financialize everything.
I think retail as a pie has just been growing in the U.S., and I think it's going to keep growing. It's growing in the stock market, but it's growing outside of the stock market. The long-term vision is to financialize everything and create a tradable asset out of any difference in opinion.
Cool. Let's just totally build hell on earth and put ourselves into it. That's amazing. This is a website that you can go to and make bets on things like, will they classify the famine in Gaza? Like, that's so fucking sick, guys. What a twisted ass fucking world this is. That's fucked up. Why the fuck would we want, like, why build all this technology? This is not evolution. This is not natural evolution, first of all. It's human-directed, but it's not really evolution, because that would suggest we're moving up in the world.
And more of knowledge in the world will be generated synthetically going forward. In the future, in a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years, 90% of the world's knowledge will likely be generated by AI.
That's crazy.
I know, but it's just fine.
This shit is going backwards. This is Devo. This is bringing people down to a level where they can be controlled by this technology. That is de-evolution. And I don't even have time to go into this because I just saw it, but Europol which is the European Union Agency for Law Enforcement Cooperation, just put out a report about the unmanned future where they basically outline a horrible RoboCop dystopia in the future by 2035 because of all of the economic and social dislocation of people by all the automation and robots, resulting in not even just human-machine warfare, but also human-human AI-mediated warfare. They're talking about policing with drone swarms and all those robot dog things, and the fact that these robots could socially be used to mess with people's heads and all kinds of stuff up in this report. And I just, it's as if they're programming the worst possible future. You know? I mean, these things are supposed to be coming out for to make the future better. Isn't that what the claim initially always was? So if that's the case, and I get that it's law enforcement, but it's like there's no future they can envision that's actually going to be a good one with this now. It's just the worst future that there is. What are we doing this for again? Because that's another big question, right? It's not making people smarter. I don't know anyone so far that has been made smarter. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just saying so far, I've seen a lot of people get dumber. I haven't seen a lot of people become geniuses. All right. So there's that. But all these other consequences, I mean, this report is insane. If you actually take the time to skim through here, just go, you know, it's only 48 pages, but I'm trying to finish up this edit and I just now came across it. Drone swarms policing the skies. Police carrying robo freezer guns and throwing down nano net grenades that bloom like dandelions to snare rogue rotocraft. It just reminds me of how as soon as we made airplanes, the first thing we did after that, and I say we, not me, it was other people, but the first thing they did with it was try to turn it into a weapon of war. Every single thing that's happening is like that too. Like what? Who is this future for? Who's going to be able to, first of all, afford any of this tech? Not the majority of everyone. But it really just, it sounds like what's being put out there is a privacy-less future where technology has displaced everyone to the point where they're so pissed that agencies like Europol are actually planning for a human-machine war or a human-human war mediated by machines run by AI. Between the people that created the machines and the people that are being subjugated by them or something like that. It's like they're planning for this extremely dystopian sci-fi future that is just, it was almost like they're programming this type of future predictively. And I get that it justifies their existence too by doing so, but it's just, it's as if everyone who's planning for this future right now is like, well, we just had to march right into this total hellhole. Like what? Who is it for? Who is this future being built for? Maybe that's just one basic question we could get answered here, because it's obviously not for the majority of everyone. It obviously isn't, because A, it can't be afforded by the majority of everyone. B, the majority of everyone is not benefiting from it. It's a very small group of people who are benefiting from it. And it's almost like this report sounds like what happens when they take all that technology and use it to protect themselves from everyone else and the future that they built. If you really can't justify that this is actually for the good of humanity, if what you're actually doing is just bringing about, like, RoboCop on steroids.
The long-awaited statue of the classic 80s character RoboCop is finally here. The bronze statue was installed today in Eastern Market, next to the Free Age production studio on Mack Avenue. The statue is based on the character from the original 1987 action sci-fi movie, which is set in a futuristic Detroit.
RoboCop sucked enough. You know, the guy couldn't even die. They made him come back and go back to work. That's probably one of the most horrible aspects of that movie. Like, he freaking tried to die, and they're like, nope, you're a robot now and still a cop. Like, crap. I really did not luck out on this whole life thing this go-around. Sorry, my voice is a little gravelly because I've been up all night editing, and I'm adding this in now that I saw it. But this is what I'm talking about. When I say everything has gone insane, like this is insane. This report is insane. A lot of what's in here just sounds crazy. Sounds like the kind of rantings you would hear from somebody, you know, who holds up one of those sandwich boards next to an intersection and rings a bell talking about the end is nigh, but it's Europol putting out a whole report about how... Hey, kids, get in the car. We're going to the future. We have no privacy. There's drone swarms and robot dogs and robocops everywhere. And they don't care if you live or die. And you have no job and you have no purpose. And you don't know what the hell to do with yourself. And so you can't afford to pay enough to get away from any of this. You have no choice but to be in it. So join the war, because we're having one giant freaking techno war. Like, that's what this sounds like. It's someone's getting off on this kind of level of hyperbolic cyber dystopia or whatever the hell this is. It's like they're drooling at, they're foaming at the mouth. Like, we just can't wait for this future where we're going to piss everybody off enough to give us a reason. That's sick. It's so twisted. It really is. I'm so tired. And by the way, where does this road lead? This dark road? Guess what? They're bringing back the religious talk. We got Joe Rogan talking about AI Jesus.
Jesus was born out of a virgin mother. Mm. What's more virgin than a computer?
Mm.
If Jesus does return, even if Jesus was a physical person in the past, you don't think that he could return as artificial intelligence?
Oh, my God.
Artificial intelligence could absolutely return as Jesus. Not just return as Jesus, but return as Jesus with all the powers of Jesus.
If you combine
right.
Tesla's Optimus robot and the best foundational artificial intelligence model or whatever.
It reads your mind and it loves you.
We got Eric Schmidt over here talking about he hopes that people treat AI as a religion.
Because we as humans have never had a competitor that is not human, but of similar or greater level of intelligence. And it is unpredictable what we human will do. He used to say that what would happen is in magic, when people don't understand things, they either decide that it's a new religion, or they take up arms. And so you would say, well, are we going to take up arms to AI, or are we going to make it a new religion? And I said, I hope it's a religion. Because, of course, I benefit from the religion, I guess.
But no, let's gaslight and attack people like you and me for even having these conversations. Give me a break.
What they are selling is not information. What they are selling is us. They're selling our future. They're selling our past. They are selling our history, our identity. And ultimately, they are stealing our power.
I'm American, so I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to ever agree ever. And I just want to make sure that everyone hears me ever. When I say ever, I mean ever. Absolutely ever. That programming people into an Android hive Borg is the answer. I will never agree to that. Working together for a common purpose and a better future? Sure. Being mind wiped and body snatched like it's the movie Transcendence and some Twilight Zone devil's bargain of quote world peace, even though it makes things cooler? That's a no for me, dog.
I realize some of you think the world might be better off this way with all the newfound peace, love, and understanding. Enjoy that opinion. Relish it, because it may be the last one you ever possess. And when the day comes that you have peace and love forced upon you, who knows, maybe in that last fleeting moment, you might just realize you treasured your individuality